Today's shiur is Masech Tepsachim Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ve'eli Rakish Adam Yotze Behem Yedei Chavos VePesach. These are the vegetables with which one is Mekayim Mitzvahs Morer on Pesach. B'Chazeres, with Chazeres, which as we are going to learn in the Gemara, means romaine lettuce. B'Tamcha, B'Chachavina, B'Olshin, U'B'Morer. All of these different mara is what we know as horseradish. Yoitz behen, we yoitz with these different vegetables, ben lach and ben yuvashin, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, avlo kavushim. We're not yoitz with them when they're kavushim. Kavushim means when they were preserved in vinegar, veloy shlukim, not when they were cooked, very extensively, not when they just were boiled. And the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara, this Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying that certainly the way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is going from what is the lesser Chiddush to what is the greater Chiddush. We would think that perhaps only when it's not preserved in vinegar, because when it's preserved in vinegar, their taste changes. But if they were cooked, their taste doesn't necessarily change. So the Mishnah tells us that even if they were cooked, but they were cooked extensively, that also disqualifies them from being used for maror. And then the Mishnah tells us that not even that, but even muvushalim, which obviously changes the taste even less, is still not qualified to be used for maror. So we explain kavushim means preserved in vinegar. And as we just explained, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it doesn't changes the taste, and that's why it's disqualified. That's the way Rashi learns the definition of kavushim. However, the Magen Avraham explains that the reason Rashi explained that the Mishnah speaks about vinegar, because kavushim means to leave something for a long time, kavush kamavushal. And Rashi's opinion, says the Magen Avraham, is that if something is kavush in water, if something just left sitting in water, it doesn't have a halacha of kavush. And therefore, Rashi had to hold that when the Mishnah says kavush, it means kavush in vinegar. However, says the Magen Avraham, the halacha is not that way. The Magen Avraham is in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Yudalad. The halacha we paskin is that even if something is just kavush, if it's something that's sitting in water, it's also a pidin considered a kavush. If that's the case, that even under those circumstances, it's considered kavush. So he says that by maror as well, even if you just leave the water and leave the maror in water, it would be halacha of kavush and would not be usable for maror. The Chayk Yaakov takes the opposite approach. He says that even though we normally, in like the Magen Avraham points out, hold that the definition of kavush means even kavush b'mayim, even if it's just sitting in water. However, says the Chayk Yaakov, when it comes to maror, everybody agrees, like Rashi explains, that it's only considered kavush when it's in vinegar. Because only when it's in vinegar does it change its taste. But when it's in water, even though maybe for Hilchas Issa V'Heter, the halacha is that it's considered kavush for maror, what we're looking for, the taste of maror, and if it's kavush in water, it doesn't lose that taste, it's going to be usable for maror. We also, the Yerushalmi, based on our Gemara, based on our Mishnah, wants to suggest that a vegetable that's shaluk, that's overcooked, loses its bracha, and it's no longer bracha bari pri adama. The halacha is that it now becomes a shahakal near bedvari. And the Yerushalmi wants to suggest, because if the bracha was still bari pri adama when something was kavush, then the halacha should be that you could be able to use it for maror. But then the Yerushalmi itself says that one has nothing to do with the halacha. One has nothing to do with the other. And even if it's cooked and it still would have a bracha by Pri Adama, as we're learning, an essential part of the maror is the taste of the maror. Since an essential element of understanding Hilchas maror is the taste, so here maybe indeed still is a bari pri adama, but it doesn't have that taste of maror that we need to have in order to be able to be yotze the mitzvah of maror. The Yeshus Yaakov asks a question: if somebody had maror and it was shalak, it was overcooked, so the halach is, as we just learned in our Mishnah, that you're not yoytze the mitzvah. So then he'll go take maror that isn't shalak to use for the mitzvah. So especially based on the Yerushalmi that we just discussed, he's not sure that even though certainly you have to eat the maror again, you have to eat another kazayis of maror, because if you wouldn't eat another kazayis of maror, you would not yoytze the mitzvah. But it could be, as far as Hilchas brachas are concerned, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. Because he suggests that at the end of the day, even when it's sholuk, it still has somewhat of a taste of bracha, somewhat of a taste of the maror. And since it still has somewhat of the taste of the maror, it's appropriate that there's no reason to make another bracha. The Mishnah continues teaching us, umitztarfim, all these different types of maror can be mitztarf l'kazayis. We have to have a kazayis of maror. And the halacha of the Mishnah is that if we don't have a kazayis of any one of the types, but we have a combination, that's enough to be yoytze the mitzvah. And as the Miri explains, the Mishnah is coming to teach us, because specifically by maror, the Mishnah didn't say this by matzah, explains the Miri, because as we just kept on explaining, by maror, more than matzah, the Torah is very concerned about the taste. And therefore, if I'm going to combine two different tastes, or more than two different tastes, maybe it shouldn't be able to be mitztarf, because I'm not getting a full kazayis of a specific taste of maror. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that the halacha is, even by maror, that they are mitztarf. V'yotzim b'klach shalhem, even we could use the stalk of the maror to be yotze the mitzvah. And in fact, there are rishonim that suggested that we should specifically use the stalk. However, everybody agrees that you cannot use the root. You can yotze with the stalk, maybe even better with the stalk, but you can't be yotze with the root. We could use the mai. The mai, as we discussed, is the food that is food that we bought from an Amoritz, that we learned that the Chazal instituted that when you buy food from an Amoritz, you have to take off the mai, because we have to be concerned that he didn't take off Trumas and Maisrus. And Rashi explains, Yoitzin with the mai means that you can yoitzin with the nai, but not with tevel. Even though the obligation of taking off Meiser from a vegetable is only the midrabanan. So Rashi explains it's a mitzvah baba avera and you cannot use it. So interestingly, from here, many paiskim determine that the concept of mitzvah baba avera is a halacha that not only if the avera is an avera deraisa, but even if the avera is an avera derabanan, the halacha is that it's considered a mitzvah baba avera. The other question that the Tzlach asks is, our Mishnah taught us that you can be yotze with tevel, and by telling us that you can be yotze with tevel, we know you can't be yotze with, that you can be yotze with the mai, we understand that you can't be yotze with tevel. By matzah, the Mishnah was much more explicit. The Mishnah says that yotzen with the mai, and it said explicitly, v'loy b'tevel. So the question is, why was our Mishnah not that explicit? So he says that by the Mishnah of Matzah, we had to say that we're not yotze, even with what the Mishnah said, that we're not yotze with Tevel. The Gemara explained, we're speaking about even something which is Tevel Midrabanan. The Gemara explained, it's talking about if you had grain that grew in an otzitcha and a nokif, in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. So the Mishnah was telling us that even that tevel, which is tevel midrabanan, you can't use for matzah. But by maror, he suggests, which as we just said a moment ago, the entire obligation of taking maisa from a vegetable is only midrabbanan. And now we could say, if it's only tevel midrabbanan, so then obviously every tevel by vegetables is the rabbanan, because the whole chiv is the rabbanan. And that's why the Mishnah didn't have to say tevel. Another pshat that the Sefer Or Chodesh says that really our Mishnah, once it says that you're not yoytzu with the mai, then by matzah it's understood. If by moror, which the chiv is only with rabbanon of vegetables, you could use the mai and not tevel. So certainly by moror, the halacha ought to be that the mai is kosher. So why did the Mishnah have to say in our Mishnah that the mai is kosher? If by matzah, which is a deraisa, the mai is kosher, in our Mishnah the mai should certainly be kosher. It must be that all, by saying that the mai is kosher, it's only coming to teach us, as Rashi says, that tevel is osur, and there was no need to tell it to us explicitly. The Shag's Arya, however, points out that Tosfos says that the reason you're not yotzu with tevel is not because the issue of mitzvah baba avera, because as we just said, there may not be a concept of mitzvah baba avera when the entire avera is only midrabbanan. And therefore, he says that even though the issur of eating tevel by vegetables is only issur drabbanan, Chazal did not want us to be mekayim a mitzvah with something which is an avera to eat. The Miches Chinuch asks an interesting question. He wants to suggest that the halacha that we're learning in our Mishnah, that you could use the mai by moror, is not as clear-cut as you can by matzah. He says a very interesting point. He says, the halacha, why did the Gemara say one could use the mai for matzah? Because the Gemara says, machil nasanim the mai. A poor person could eat the mai. And in fact, there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim. When we say Mechil Masanim Demai, how are we to understand that halacha? Are we to understand Mechil Masanim Demai means that if the only matzah you have available is Demai matzah, you'll have to be mafker, you'll have to declare ownerless everything that you own. And by being mafker, all of your nechosim, at that point, you're an ani, and since you're ani, you could eat the mai and you could have that matzah. But if you wouldn't be mafka yinachasim, then you wouldn't be able to use the mai. That's one way of understanding. But there's a different way of understanding. The other way of understanding is that I don't have to actually be mafka yinachasim. The fact that I could potentially be mafka yinachasim and be an ani, that's enough to allow me to use the matzah. So says the Miches Chinuch, that halacha perhaps only applies by matzah. Because matzah, as we've been discussing in this perek, is a lechemayni. So matzah, anyway, we have to think of ourselves as poor people when we eat the matzah. So therefore, perhaps by matzah, there's halacha that even if you're not an ani, but since we all feeling like an ani, that's why we have to eat the mai for matzah. Moror has nothing to do with ani. Mara has to do with Yimaru's Chayayim, that we had a bitter life. But it has nothing to do particularly with being an ani. So therefore he says, the halacha that you could use the mai for matzah is less of a chiddush than the halacha that you could use the mai for mara. Continues the Mishnah, as we've discussed, when you give a Levi his Maisarishan, which has to be given every year, he has to take off 10% for Trumas Maisar, and such food, such a vegetable can be used for Maror. And Maisar Sheni, you could use Maisar Sheni, the Hegdish Sheniftu, Maisar Sheni and Hegdish that were properly redeemed, were also usable for the Maror. I saw a beautiful pshat from this Sefer Siach Yitzchak. Our Mishnah discusses five types of moror. Why does the Mishnah indicate that there are five types of moror? So he says, just like we know that we drink the dalal kaisis, because they correspond to the dalal l'shoina shogula. Chazal told us to eat five types of maror because it relates to the five different ways the maror chayim that the mitzvim embitter our lives. It says b'avoy the kasha, one, b'chaymer is two, b'lveinim is three, b'chal avoy the besod is four, as kol asavoy dosam av sh'odam em b'forach. So just like Chazal wanted us to remember the Dal Lashana Shel Gula, they wanted us also to remember how the Mitzrim embittered our lives. As the Gemara, Chazaris Chasa, says the Gemara, Chazaris means Chasa, Ulshin is Hindavi, what is generally known as Endives, Tamcha, Amar Rabba Babachana, Tamcha Sashema, its name is Tamcha, Chachavina, what is Harchavina? Amar Rav Shimon Malakish at Safsa the Dikla. There was a vine that would grow around the palm tree, which was very bitter. Ubemaror is Merirasai, and the definition of maror at this point, says the Gemara, means Merirasai, which are Rashi explains some sort of a bitter leaf. Tanibai Kapara. Eli Rakus Shadim Yotzbem Yedei Chavas BePesach. With these vegetables, you can be yotz the mitzvah mar on Pesach. Be'olshin, be'tamcha, be'karchelin, be'charchavin, be'chazorin, be'udaimer, af olshi soda, wild olshin, v'olshi gina, v'chazaris, all these different vegetables. Ask the Gemara, when the Braisa says olshi gina v'chazaris, hatana l'ereisha. The Braisa already said that you could use these vegetables. Answers the Gemara Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Af olshe soda kol she ginev chazeres. That even the olshim that grow in the field are in the same halacha of olshe ginev chazeres that may be used for moral. Ramei Omer, going back to the Braisa, Ramei Omer, af asfus, vetura, omar yuror, all types of different vegetables are all kosher for moral. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Asfus Turah Chadhu. Asfus and Turah are really one and the same vegetable. Amar Zahu Yurar. And when we speak about Marar, it's a vegetable that's known as Yurar. Tanit Berib Shmuel. Eli Rokesh Adam Yotzibay Yedei Chavos BePesach. BeChazeres. BeUlshin. BeTamcha. BeCharchavin. BeChargrin. UbeHardufnin. Rabbi Yudai Ma Av Chazeres Yulin. VeChazeres Galen. Different types of Chazeres. Kiyotzibahen. Are also qualified for moral. Rabbi Loi Mishayim Mishim Rabbi Lezer Af Aklabin V'Chazarti Akol Talmidiv, and I tried to find other Talmidim. Ubekashti Lichaver who would agree with me that this is qualified for moral V'Lemitzosi, but I couldn't find anybody that would agree with me. Shabbos Lefnei Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, but I came to learn by Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Hoyd L'Dvarai. He agreed with me that one could use this. He agreed with me that you could use this for maror, that Akabon could be used for maror. Rabbi Hudaimer, Rabbi Huda says a general rule to know what type of vegetable could be used for maror. Koshi Eshle Sraf. Any vegetable that has a sap is suitable. Rabbi Yochum Amreiker Eimer, Koshi Panav Machsikim. Any vegetable who has a palish green look is kosher for maror. Acher oimrim kol yerek mar. It has to be a bitter herb. Yesh leisraf. It has this whitish liquid oozing out of it. Upanam achsikim and has a pale green look. When you have all of these different characteristics, that's a vegetable that can be used for maror. Amar b'yochin b'divrei kulan numad. Based on everything that we've learned, yerek mar yesh leisraf. Ubanav machrichim. Amar Rav Huna, that is indeed the halacha, that if it has merit, that it has these characteristics, it's qualified for maror. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ashkechel Rachav Reid Rabba, Davahadam Amarusa. He was looking specifically to use maror for maror. Amalei, so he asked the Maidatach, what's the reason you specifically want to use that for mitzvah maror? The Marer Tfei. Because it's very bitter. But he says, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Chazeres Tanan. And since it's mentioned first in the list of vegetables, it's a raya that this is the most acceptable vegetable. V'tanit b'shmul, and in the Brice the Shmuel taught us, also chazeres is listed first. V'amar b'ishya, mitzvah chazeres. It's a mitzvah to use chazeres for maror. My chazeres, and what is the definition of chazeres? Says the Gemara chasa. My chasa, why is it called chasa? Why is this vegetable that we use for maror called chasa? And as I saw, Rashi explains what the Gemara's question is, why does it have this name? And the Bashar asks, you could ask that question on everything. Why does it have that name? So the Marsha explains that the Gemara's question is, we're learning now that chasa is the best thing to be used for maror. And the Gemara's question is, why indeed is chasa the best? Daniel Yo, the Gra, has a different explanation. He says that all names of everything in the world were given to the names were given by Adam Arishan. Because Adam Arishan studied everything in the world, and then came to an understanding what is the right name for that object or not. So he wanted to know what the Gemara's question is, says the Enelio, why did they choose the name Chasa for Chazeres? Says the Gemara, the Chasa Rachmana Alon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on us. So the Shem Yishmul asks the question. As we've said in our shir, the point of using, the point of Maror is to remember V'yimaru es chayeyem. So if the point of Maror is to be V'yimaru es chayeyem, so why are we saying that Maror is the Chos Rachman Alon, that Maror represents that Kresh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas? So he says that after we were freed from Mitzrayim, we recognized retroactively that this entire Shibud that we were in Mitzrayim was really for our benefit. And when we eat the Maror, we're not supposed to just remember that we had a difficult time in Mitzrayim. We're supposed to actually remember that we're also supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that bit of time. Because that bit of time ultimately led to our Geula. And that's why he explains that by the Seder, we eat the matzah before we eat the maror. Shouldn't we eat the maror first? The maror represents bitter. The matzah represents the gula. So he explains that first we eat the matzah. The matzah represents the Baruch Hashem, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Then, once we're out of Mitzrayim, and we start realizing that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us was for our benefit, so then, only later we come to that recognition, and that's why we eat the maror after we eat the matzah. V'amar Shimon Nachmani, Lama Nimshalu Mitzrayim Kamaror, why would a Mitzrayim compared to maror? Lama Lach, Mar Mar Zeh, the Romaine letters, T'chlasa Rach, first it's soft, V'soifa Kasha, and then it gets hard. Af Mitzrayim T'chlasa Rach, first they were soft, V'soifa Kasha, and then they got bitter. So I saw the Rivan explains, when you put the maror into your mouth, it's not that bitter. But if you leave it there for a while, it will be bitter. And that's the way the Gemara says that the Mitzrim acted towards us. The beginning, Paro told Joseph, but meitav ha'aretz, hoshiv es avicha v'asachecha. And then it says, v'maros chayayim v'avoyde kosher v'chayim v'leveinim. He says, the Masha explains, the Pasuk says, V'yivid Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. B'forech, Rashi says, b'ferach. When they started with Klal Yisrael, they started slow. They started, everybody's going to work. As the Mefarshim explained, even Paroi said, I'm going to go to work. And after Paroi said he's going to work, and they all went to work, they left it with the Jews. The Ben Yoyada has a little different approach. He says that we know we say in the Agada that in Mitzrayim they had 10 makas, and on the Yam they had 50. They received 50 makas. So that's what happened with the makas. The mur, he says, was going on Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was Tchilos and Rach. First they only had less makas, And then they got more makas. So from all, so we see that we're supposed to use chazeres. Amalei hadrabei, I will change. I used to eat maror for maror, but now I'm going to use chazeres. Of course, all the paiskim, there's a tshuva, and the shalos of tshuvas, ksav sofer, and the ksav sofer both discuss that even though our Gemara just said that it's mitzvah amuvcha to take chazeres, however, we know that romaine lettuce is typically quite infested, and not just are they quite infested, they are, the insects are hard to see, so you only could eat chazeres if you're confident that you could clean it properly. The Mishnah also said that we could use tamcha. Tamcha, we know, means horseradish. The Chai Adam says you could only use horseradish when it's grated, because if you're going to use horseradish when it's whole, then it's a dovah sakana. It's not the normal way that it's eaten, and therefore the halacha is that you should grate it. And not only that, the poskim say you should grate it before you eat it. Because if you're going a little before, not just eat grate it right before you come to mitzvah smorer. Besides the issue of a hefsik, there's another consideration when you do that, because it's going to be too sharp to be eaten. And if it's too sharp to be eaten, that's not considered derech achila. And we're not yoitza when you eat something not derech achila. So our Mishnah just taught us a very big chiddush, that since chazeres is the first type of vegetable mentioned in our Mishnah, which should be used for maror, so based on this, you should use chazeres for maror. So there's a question that the Tur Shor discusses. If this rule that our Gemara just established, that once the Mishnah mentions something first, the order that something is mentioned in the Mishnah, is that halacha in all Mishnayos and Shas, or is that only by Moreh? The Tur Shor says it's only in our Mishnah. Why? Because we just finished discussing, he says, Chazeres should not really be used for maror. It doesn't really make sense, as the Gemara said. But we established, for the different reasons that the Gemara just gave, that that's what's used for maror. But, so in our Mishnah, where it doesn't make sense that it should be listed first, but yes, it was listed first, that's why the order in our Mishnah is critical. In other Mishnahs, where you don't have that type of reasoning, the order that's mentioned first is not necessarily important. However, I did see that there are Mefarshim that disagree, and that their approach is that the order that something is listed in the Mishnah in all cases is critical. I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed that there was somebody who wanted to give a donation to a hospital. And the question was, to which department in the hospital should he donate the money? Should he donate it to the fertility center, or should he divide it, or should he donate it to the place where they work on people's vision, people shouldn't go blind? So Rav Chaim Kamenetsky said that the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim identifies that there are four types of people that are chashuvim kames, that are considered that they're not alive: an ani, a metzora, a suma, or mishein lebonim. So he said we see in that Mishnah that a suma was mentioned before mishein lebonim. So we're seeing that not having children, not having vision, is worse than not having children. So from that, we should rather give the money to the section of Suma, of people where they work with people's eyesight, versus the fertility center. The Mishnah Locha says he doesn't know if the comparison is accurate, but we see again that Rav Chaim Kamenetsky Shlita felt that the order listed in any Mishnah has significant relevance. So, I saw that there are many Mefarshim that discuss this whole concept that we should use Chazeres is very important. It has many serious meanings. The Sefer, Divrei Yecheskel Shraga, asks a question. He says, when we say the Shir every day, we say, Amar Oyev, Asig, the Shira describes all of the way the enemy wanted to destroy us. And the question is, why is that part of the Shira? The purpose of the Shira is to mention all of the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And why is this mentioned in the Shira? So he says that, as we mentioned earlier from the Shem Shmuel, that ultimately we will realize that all of the tzaris that we suffered in Galus were really for our benefit. The Gemara says, al toivus, we make a bracha v'ataiva ametiv, and on a tzara, we make a bracha dayana emes. But the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis says that when Mashiach will come, that even on the Ross, that everything that we thought bad was bad, that in this world we made a dino emes on that, we will make a toiva meitiv. And that's why we eat the chazeres, to recognize that even what we thought was bad will end up being good. The Yismach Yisrael explains that chazeres moror is a gematria moves. Chos is a gematria chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chos rachmana alon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us and took us from moror, from moves, to chos, to chayim. But it's not the same. It's not, moror is not chos. Moror is chosa. So he explains, what does that aleph represent? That the aleph represents that we believe in Hashem. When is a person, aleph is fak elokim, when a person has belief in Hashem, then the mavis could try, could become chaya. I saw that the Klausenberg Rebbe explains that while we were in Mitzrayim, we spoke about this from the Sfas Emes more than once, not only were we in a physical galus, but we were in a spiritual galus. We weren't able to learn Torah. We learned many times that our mouths were in galus. So that's why we eat maror. That even though that they took us away from learning, they took us away from living a life of Torah. We know that when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, the first thing he established was a yeshiva. And what they did was that they took us away from the yeshiva. They took us to the avodah. They took us to go work. And that was the beginning. So at the beginning, we thought, t'chilas harach, it's not such a serious punishment. We're not able to learn like we were able to learn. But what that ended up being was the seif kasha to the terrible experience that we had in Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chumi Labaya, how do we know that the various vegetables that we have been discussing is maror? Maybe we should say, why do we say maror is yarek? It has to be a vegetable. Ema merita de kufya. Maybe it's the gall or some sort of a bitter organ of a dog, of a fish that's called kufya, which is very bitter, says the Gemara. Because mora has to be dumi to matzah. The Torah always speaks about mora and matzah together. Ma matzah is gedulei karka. Matzah grows from the ground. Af mora, we use something which is gedulei karka. Ask the Gemara, veima hirdif. Maybe mora should be hirdif, which is a bitter wood. Actually, it's the wood that Moshe Rabbeinu threw into the water to sweeten the water, which is dumi to matzah. Says the Gemara, dumi de matzah. It has to be matzah. Ma matzah means roim. It has to be something that grows from the ground. Afmara means roim, not from a tree. Veimer, asked the Gemara, harzifu. It's a type of a vegetable, it's a type of a seed that grows from the ground, which is very bitter. Says the Gemara again, dumi de matzah. Ma matzah shnikeches because of maisa. You could buy matzah with maisa sheni. Afmara shnikach because of Maisa. And hirzif, which is not really a food, may not be used for, you can't use Maisa Sheni funds to buy it. Amalei Rabbi Bachana, aim a maror. Maybe when the Torah says to eat maror, chad, it's one of these types of vegetables that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Why are we saying that as we started our shiur today, the maror can be brought from a variety of vegetables? Answers the Gemara, Meroy Rim Ksiv. The Torah uses the words Meroy Rim, So it means many vegetables. So says the Gemara, fine. Ve'emem meroyrim trei. It means two types of vegetables. How are we saying that it means five types of vegetables? Says the Gemara, ma dumya de matzah. Ma matzah, as we learned earlier in our perek, you use minim harbe. Many different types of grains can be used for matzah. Af maror, it's not just two. It's many different types. Minim harbe, all can be used for maror. Amar Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav Yirakish, Amar Chacham Shadam Yotz by Midei Chavas by Pesach, Kulim Nizraim by Rugachas. When we speak about vegetables, of course, there's a problem of klayim. The halacha is that so the Mishnah, the Gemara assumes that all of these different vegetables are considered one type of min, and there's no problem of klayim when you plant them together. Ask the Gemara. Lememra, is that true? The Lespa Mishamisa Klaim, that all these different types of vegetables are considered the same species, and therefore there's no Issa Klaim. Masa Rava, it says in a Mishnah Masechta Klaim, Perikal Mishnah Beis, Chazeres v'chazeres Galen, Olshin v'olshin Sodan, Kreshi v'kreshi Soda, Kuzba v'kuzba Soda, Chardel v'chardel Mitzri, Delasa Mitzri v'aramutza, all of these pairs are not considered klayim. But what do we see from this Mishnah? That chazeres v'chazeres galim are not considered klayim. However, chazeres v'ulshin loy may not be used because they're klayim. So how could you say that all the various vegetables that were listed in our Mishnah are not klayim? V'chula v'chitema. And if you want to say, when the Mishnah said einem klayim zebzeh, it didn't mean each pair, but we look at all of them together. We're speaking about all of the vegetables that are listed in that Mishnah, and they're teaching that all of those various vegetables are one species. Says the Rav. Rav, in explaining that Mishnah, says clearly, zugas tani, that we're only speaking about pairs. And as the Meiri explains, sometimes you could have different varieties of the same vegetable. So when you have different varieties of the same vegetable, they have somewhat of a different name to represent the different varieties, but they're really all the same vegetable. So since they're really all the same vegetable, that's why they're not klayim. But different vegetables, two different vegetables are certainly klayim. Says the Gemara, mine is Roim Dom Rav. So why did Rav say, when Rav started our shir, it said that they could all be planted in one row? It means Nizraim kulchasim. They could be planted as the halacha teaches us. Kulchasim. Ask the Gemara. That's already a Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us. Aruga. Shisha tvachim. If you have a patch that's six tvachim by six tvachim wide, Zorim betoichai chamisha zroinim. You could plant in that patch five different types of vegetables. Arba al arba ruchas aruga. Four different vegetables on the four sides. Vachs b'emtza. So the way Rashi learns, you could plant something on each side, leaving the corner of each one of the four corners empty, and then something in the middle. Tysus seems to learn just the opposite. So to tell me that you could take different vegetables and plant them all together, if you do it as the formula the Mishnah teaches us, that's Pashut, answers the Gemara. When could I plant these different types of vegetables? Only when I'm planting seeds. Avabirakis, when we're planting vegetables that have leaves that come out from it, loy, they have to have more of a separation. Kamashmon, even by leafy vegetables, which is the discussion of our Mishnah, you could plant it this way. Ask the Gemara, lememra the Yirakis alima mizroim, that there's more of a concern that they get together by vegetables than by seeds. As the Mishnah Gemara Vatnan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech the Klayim, kol min zroim ain't zroim by rugachas. You can't plant seeds in one row. Kol min Yirakis zroim by rugachas. So it seems there's less of a concern by Klayim by Yirakis than there is by zroim. And you just said that there's more of a concern by Yirakis than by zroim. Answers the Gemara. Matatei mehani maror. When we speak about maror, min zroim ninu, they are seeds. So the Gemara is retracting. The Gemara is saying, you're right. There's more of a concern of klayim by seeds than by vegetables. But maror is a seed, and therefore maybe we shouldn't be lenient in allowing so many different types to be planted in one place. Kamash malon. Ask the Gemara. Zroim salkadatach. How could you say that maror is roim? V'tanan, didn't our Mishnah begin with the words yirakis? That maror is not considered a zera, maror is considered a vegetable. V'tani b'kapara yirakis. So how would you be calling maror a zerer? Answered the Gemara, the chiddush of Rav was regarding chazeres. Chazeres is tuchalei. Salkadat chamina. The stalk of a chazeres, the stalk of the romaine lettuce, ultimately gets hard and thick. And therefore, since it gets hard and thick, we should give it more room. And we should be more concerned about klayim. Because lav amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, klaf shakruv shahuksha, that if it gets harder, machivin loy, base roiva, we have to give it more room. Alma, kivin the soif lahakshas, yavina le revacha tvei. So therefore, hochanami, nesloy recha tvei. And we should not allow planting chazeres so tight in a vegetable patch, kamash malon, that we treat chazeres the same way we treat all other vegetables, and we could be lenient. So we learned in the Mishnah that the vegetables that could be used for maror, yot ben bein, lachem ben yaveshim, can be used whether they're moist or dry. On that comments of Chizda, Amar of Chizda, loishan el beklach, the stalk, since it's thick, it never gets completely dried out, and therefore it can be used bein lachen bein yevashim. Ava ba'alin, the leaves, lachen in, when they're moist, you could use them, yevashim loy. But when they're dried out, you can't use that. Ask the Gemara, how could you say pshat that way in the Mishnah? V'amidik tani sefer. The end of the Mishnah says, b'klach shalhen, m'chal b'resha. When the Mishnah started with the words bein lachen bein yevashim, it was going on the alin. And you're saying that the alin may not be used when they are yevashim. Says the Gemara, Purusha Kamefarish. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. The kik tani, bein lachem ben yevashim. That the Mishnah says you could use maror whether it's moist or dry. Says the Mishnah, that's only the klach, the stalk, not the leaves. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei. The Brisa says, yotze behen, we could use maror, the klach shalhen, and their stalk, bein lachem ben yevashim, if the moist, we could use them. Yevashim ein yotzbehem. But if they're dry, we may not. V'shavin, everybody says the Braisa, even though we're discussing lachim and yevashim, but everybody agrees that we could be yotze when they are kavushin. Kavushin means when they're withered. Avloy kavushim, when they're preserved, we can't use them, as we discussed in the Mishnah, v'lo shlukim, now when they're overcooked, v'lo v'shon, when they're boiled. Klal shadavar, kal sheish by tam maror, as long as it has the tam maror yoitzman, you can use it for maror, v'kal sheish by tam maror, but if it doesn't have a tam maror, ein yoitzman, you can't be yoitzman. So our Mishnah, which says that you can use vegetables, whether they are moist or dry, every obviously follows the opinion of Rameya, who also said in the Brisa that you can use these vegetables whether they're moist or dry. And Rameya says that we fulfill the mitzvah with them and with their stalks. He seems to be indicating that you can use even the leaves when they're dry. So why are you telling me that the leaves could only be used when they're moist? Answer the Gemara, Targuma, we're going to need to understand when Rameya says that we can use them when they're dry, a klach, only on the stalk, but the leaf, he will agree, may not be used when it's dry. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, ein yoitzin ben kamushin, when they're withered, you can't use them. Mishnah Rabbi Elazar, tzadik amar, yoitzin ben kamushin, that you can. Earlier in our perek, on the Aflam Vav Amin Aleph, we had a discussion if you could use matzah that was made from tefuah, which is Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Yosef Glili said that you can't. And we're learning in our Gemara that matzah samarim ayachlua, the Torah connects matzah maror. There is no chiv, so then you would not be able to use maiser shiny for maror either, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. However, as we also mentioned earlier on this year, vegetables do not have a chiyuv d'oraisa of trumas and maisris. So now we're going to ask the Gemara. By Rama Bachama, Yotza Adam yidei chavasa b'marish l'maisa sheni b'yishalayim. Ma'ashi yetzi Adam yidei chavasa b'marish l'maisa sheni b'yishalayim. Can you use maror from maisa sheni? And the Gemara explains itself. I leave it to Rekiva, certainly according to Rekiva, that says you could use matzah for maisa sheni, loy to boiloch. There's no question. Hashta, b'matzah daraisa, where the chiv of maisa sheni on grain, which is used for matzah, is a chiv daraisa. According to Rekiva Nofik, you could use that type of grain for matzah. Maror, where the chiv of maisa sheni is only midrabanan. That's the way Rashi explains. Others say what the Gemara means to say maror derabanan means that the chiyuv of eating maror is a derabanan bizman hazeh. Certainly, you could use ma'is hasheni. Kita baylach, according to whom do we have a question? Alib der Yosef Glili. Mai. But matzah deraisa, where the chiyuv of ma'is hasheni on grain is deraisa. That's where Rabbi Yosef Glili holds the loy nafik. You can't use that for matzah. Ava marad rabbanon nafik, adama called it tekin rabbanon came the raisa tekin, and whatever is the halacha by matzah will be the halacha by maror. Amarava mistabra matzah maror, and just like you can't use ma'is hasheni for matzah according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you can't use it for maror either. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses various things that were done, various actions that were done with wheat, with grain, that could cause them to become chametz. Says the Mishnah, ain't sharon as a marison l'tana goyim. We may not soak bran for chickens because it could cause that to become chametz. Avachaltim, we could scald them with boiling water that won't cause chametz. Heishel loytish as a marison shetolich biyad l'merchetz. A woman should not soak bran that she's going to take with her to the bath that was used as some sort of a cleaning agent. She can rub it on her dry skin. She can rub bran on her dry skin, and that won't. We're not concerned it's going to become maror chametz. Layalos adam chitim, but a person shouldn't chew grain. V'inich al makaso and put on his wound on Pesach. Neishem mechmitzes, because that's how it become chametz. Toner bottom explains the brisa. Eil dvarim shadam. The following things don't become chametz. Hafui, something which is baked. Ramavushal, baking. So once it's turned into matzah, baking it won't make it into matzah. Mavushal, cooking it. V'cholot shechol beroschin, or scalding it. Mavushal, ask the Gemara, how can we say that something that's cooked doesn't become chametz? Doesn't Adam of Ashley, during the process of cooking, doesn't it ferment? Amar Papa, the way to understand the brisa is that we have something that was baked and now we cook it, there's no problem of that becoming matzah. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Oimer. Kemach shenafel techet dalaf. If flour came under dripping water, even if the water is dripping it a whole day, we need not be concerned that it's going to become chametz. On that comment, Rabbi Papa, when don't we have the concern? When the water drops one drop after the other, when there's no stop, so that prevents it from becoming chametz. Amr de Beir Shmuel, Vatika, a type of food that was made of flour, is shari, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Ask the Gemara, however, Vatani Vatika also. Doesn't the Brisa say the Vatika may not be eaten on Pesach? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Hada avda b'mishcha milcha. If you made it with oil and salt, it won't become chametz. Hada avda b'may b'milcha. If you make it with water and salt, water causes the salt to make it chametz stick. So, first of all, this is the makar why some people avoid putting salt on the matzah, because here we see that salt could cause chametz. Certainly, when we bake matzah, we don't put salt into the dough. And another point that's made, here we're saying that when you put oil and salt, it won't become chametz. But isn't salt a form of water? And when we have oil, which is matzah shira, with water, that we said causes the chametz to happen quicker. So the Rishonim, the Ritva already discusses. He says there's two types of salt. The salt which is dried water, that salt you shouldn't mix with oil because that can become chametz. But you have salt which is mined. That is not water. That you can mix with oil. One shouldn't thicken a pot even with a flour of oven-dried grain. Because maybe it won't bake properly. And if it won't bake properly, you have a concern of osle dei chimatz.